This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So, what are the signs if someone tracks your phone? Do you know how to tell if your phone's listening to your conversations? Here are some tips on how to deal with such malicious activities. Imagine you open a tab on your phone's browser, or you're chatting with your significant other, without knowing that a stranger is monitoring the whole convo. How would you feel? The attacker, yeah, let's call him this, may see what you browse and whom you connect with. Yet they may not be able to see your messages. It depends on the way they choose to track you. If you install an app from a third-party app store, your privacy is endangered. You might do that without knowing that the app is harmful. Secondly, sharing your credentials through a phishing scam campaign is a possibility. Lastly, if your device's software has been out of date for a long time, like a year or so, it's more open to attacks. Now, what are the signs that your smartphone is tracked? The first clue is excessive background data usage. Keep an eye on it. If it's noticeably higher than what you usually use, investigate what's using most of the data. Is there an active hotspot enabled? Verify the connected devices and look out for an unauthorized one. The second clue is browser history. Sometimes attackers load up things like phishing sites remotely. If you see a mismatch in your browser history, well, that's a bad sign. The third symptom is battery drain. Yes, there was a time when phone batteries didn't last long enough, but in recent models, they can go up to days. If your device normally goes for quite a long time, but you get a sudden battery drain, you need to verify the background apps and installations. The last common symptom is abnormal reboot. Of course, it can be related to a hardware issue, but why should you risk it? You can consult an expert to determine whether the reboot is related to the hardware or malicious software that has been downloaded.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The million-dollar question, how to stay tracking-free and safe? You can buy an anti-tracking signal blocker. This model on Amazon can also be used as a wallet. The phone will be disconnected and the GPS signal will be deactivated. It'll prevent tracking. Credit cards and IC magnetism will be safe in this bag too. And lastly, it has an anti-radiation feature. Okay, this model may seem a little extreme because, well, most of the time, you want to be accessible and use your phone. After all, you can't keep it inside a signal blocker case forever. So, here are easy tips you can easily apply to protect your privacy. First, uninstall unfamiliar applications. Wait a minute, I don't even know what that is. Well, hit delete. As I mentioned earlier, hackers generally track you through apps. You can also enforce application blacklisting. To avoid harmful side effects, always download apps from official app stores. Sadly, dubious ones can sneak into Google Play and the App Store, but the number is certainly less than a not trustworthy option. Another way to guard your phone is by creating strong passwords. And if you enable two-factor authentication for important accounts, that helps too. Similarly, a strong PIN would help, as people sometimes can't install spyware if your device is properly locked. You can use a reliable security system to strengthen the security even more. I know how tempting public Wi-Fi is instead of using your own data, especially if you're in another country for vacation or other purposes. Unfortunately, if the Wi-Fi isn't password protected, it's risky to connect to it. Hackers commonly use public Wi-Fi. They perform cyber attacks and steal sensitive data.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you're still suspicious that someone is tracking you, factory reset your phone. This is the most effective thing you can do. Sometimes, even though you delete the apps, a harmful file can be left. But hey, back up all your important data first before resetting the device. Don't tell me I didn't warn you if your dog's cute video got deleted for good. Now, we mentioned how to avoid tracking. Yet, in some situations, you want to track your own phone. Literally, you physically want to locate it. Although there are products put out by smartphone companies, there are numerous cheaper finder options on Amazon. This one here is easy to connect and has a ring for you to easily find your phone or other stuff like keys. Now let's say you mention this smart Bluetooth tracker to your friend in a conversation at a cafe. After some time, you will come across all types of key finder ads on your Instagram. Is it a coincidence, or is your phone listening to you? Long story short, it's true our phones do listen to us. Virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa listen to your voice all the time. It makes sense on paper. The assistant has to always listen to you so it can hear your command. Yet things aren't that simple. In 2019, a report found out that Siri sometimes mistakenly activates and records things. Some of these recordings are about private matters, too. It's said that Apple randomly selects small durations of conversations in order to make Siri analyze them. Then they see how to improve the service quality. It's not specific to Apple. Nearly all voice assistant systems work this way. But why do we see ads? Well, in simple terms, think of voice assistants as search engines. If you're looking for something and searching for it, you'll see ads related to it later. Now, if you feel unsafe and want to make your phone stop listening to you, there are a couple of things you can do. First, replace your smartphone with a pigeon to communicate. Now, the biggest problem with that, as I see it, is that you have to feed the pigeon and pay for the dry cleaning of your recipients. Okay, I'm kidding. Your phone listens to you through its microphone. You can disable Siri and its equivalents. After disabling voice assistants, go over to the apps you granted access to the mic. If an app asks you too many things to grant access, question it before blindly saying yes. Does a clothing app really need access to the microphone? I don't think so. Lastly, you can consider using a VPN to encrypt your manual browsing activity too. So, is it legal for phones to listen to you? The answer lies in the small box we tick about terms and conditions. We give them our consent and allow our data to be collected, trusting them not to use or sell it in illegal ways. Did you know that Apple CEO Tim Cook once said, "There's more information about you on an iPhone than in your home." Prepare to be amazed or frightened about how much your phone knows about you. Companies collect data on your movements and location that's known, but they can also record your friends' locations too. Let's take Apple's Find My Friends as an example. I know it's super useful to find one another in a busy place, but when you use this feature, your phone quickly builds up data about where you have been, how much time you spent, and who you met there. Your phone can even understand your mood. Sometimes you do it willingly with a post or tweet. But background data tracked by the smartphone itself also has a pretty accurate ideas of how you feel. A study was made using a combination of phone sensors to figure out when someone was feeling depressed or manic. The study was conducted for 4 months. Researchers gave smartphones to 12 patients and told them to use them as their primary devices. The results were interesting. Researchers revealed that the device's activity and location data predict the patient's mood changes with 94% accuracy. Another crucial thing is your passwords. You don't have to memorize all the passwords because your phone or Google account remembers them for you. I know how convenient it is. If we think of the worst with saved account passwords, they will be available to anyone who gets into your phone. Your phone knows how often, when, and why you pick it up. Your sleep cycle, exercise routines, the list can stretch like mozzarella on a pizza. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and check my phone to see how safe I am. Mission safety is going to be accomplished soon.